It's time for Wisconsin Life, and all this week, our look at literacy in Wisconsin. Maria Huerta moved to Milwaukee from Mexico after marrying her husband. She knew no English when she arrived, but eagerly jumped into a class. She later got a job at the public library, where she helps Spanish speakers, like herself, navigate a new world.
Hey, my name is Maria Huerta, and I'm from Guadalajara, Mexico. I have been living here for 12 years. I came here because I get married. My husband is living here for more than 30 years, and I met him in Guadalajara, and he said, "You wanna be my fiancé? You wanna get married with me?" You know, and I'm here. I think learn another language is really hard. Other cultures is totally different, especially Mexico and United States is different. But I've been fighting all the time. That's I eat English, I have lunch for English, I dream English, so I'm fighting all the time with this language, and I'm trying. I was working at Journey House since 2012, and I was working as receptionist, and Glorianne told me, "Hey, somebody gonna need a position at the library. Would you like to be helper or something?" And I said, because they need, they have a lot of Spanish population. And I said, yes, why not? And I started just working, like helping people. But the library right now, it's really nice. They have a lot of Spanish speakers. And I can see the people when they are trying to get a library card or get information, their faces look like scary, like, you know, oh, who's gonna speak Spanish? Who's gonna help me? But, because it happened to me before, that's why. And I was looking like a familiar, something like my country. And I love the library. I love it. I have a notebook with a lot of questions, and you know what? I'm repeating the letters all the time, like 5-3 times. That's what I do to learn a new word. I'm trying to learn 2 or 3 words every day. I always have questions, you know. My teachers, I think when they see me coming and say, "Oh, Maria is coming, she gonna ask most questions," because I do. I have a daughter and a son, and both speak English and in Spanish very well. And I'm talking with my daughter. My daughter, she's 11 right now. And I said, "Monse, did I say this wrong?" Or, "Mom, it's okay. You can do, you know, pronunciation is really different." And my husband, he speaks Spanish. He said, "I don't like English. I have to do it," but he doesn't like. He loves to fix in cars, but he doesn't know the names or the specific parts. And he's asked me, you know what? I'm translating him right now. So it's kind of hard because everybody speaks Spanish at home. So I had to find and look. I had to find friends who just speak only English, because I'm trying to say, you have to speak English, only English, only English. But yeah, that's the life. It's hard, but it's not impossible. It's not impossible. I think if you want to do something, just fight and fight. And some people, they take like less than me, but I'm not gonna stop. I'm gonna continue, and I'm gonna do for me. I don't want to say this, but I'm really proud of me, because you know what? I've been working a lot.
Maria Huerta is a Mexican immigrant who works at the Milwaukee Public Library. She shared her story as part of this week's look at literacy in Wisconsin. Maria is just one of the many adults working to improve her reading skills in Wisconsin. While it can be tough work, Michelle Erickson tries to make learning how to read, write, and interpret language less intimidating. She's executive director of Wisconsin Literacy Incorporated, a coalition of 77 literacy agencies throughout the state.
We say that about 1.5 million people in Wisconsin qualify for literacy services. These are people that would be functioning at probably the 2 lower levels of literacy. So these are called below basic literacy, which is at the very basic level. Things like locating an intersection on a map or calculating the total cost of a bill, those things are very difficult. Filling out a Social Security form. At the basic level of literacy, where we see a higher percentage of the population, things like using a bus schedule, cost comparison shopping, sometimes understanding the proper dosage on a medication label, these are all things that people at the basic level of literacy would would struggle with.
I've heard that for many adults who cannot read or read at a lower level, that it's embarrassing to admit that.
There's a very deep level of shame involved in not having a skill that most people attain in kindergarten, first, second grade. And so as an adult not having that, that's one of the biggest issues around this. And that's why I often call this a silent crisis, because the adults who struggle with literacy, about 85% of them don't want to tell their healthcare provider, they don't tell their employer, and about 58% do not reveal to their spouse even that they're struggling with this.
You know, a person's literacy level obviously has a huge impact on their own personal life. But what about literacy and how that affects a community? If there are a number of people who aren't able to read or cannot read on a high level, how does that affect the community as a whole?
Well, you can imagine in just almost every facet, you know, of a community, whether it's engaging in business and retail or school systems and parents coming to learn about how their children are doing in school, or if it's understanding conversations with your healthcare provider and what to do to take care of your health, all these things come into play. So literacy is one of those issues that really infiltrates almost every aspect of a person's day. And that creates a lot of stress on individuals, as you can imagine.
What about other people who may think that they want to dedicate their time and help with literacy in Wisconsin? What can they do?
Well, volunteering, it's a wonderful opportunity, and I promise that it will be one that can change your life and very rewarding. And often the people that volunteer end up receiving more than they ever thought that it was possible, and certainly more than they thought that they gave to an adult learner. So there's opportunities to do it in a way that suits you. Sometimes there are drop-in learning opportunities where you go for 1 week and you don't have the same students. Other times you commit to one specific student that you're matched with. If they're an English language learner, it's a wonderful opportunity to learn so much about a different culture. And that's just a real bonus.
Michelle Erickson is Executive Director of Wisconsin Literacy Incorporated, a coalition of the state's literacy agencies. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lola Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more at wisconsinlife.org.